It is probably my favourite Georgette Heyer. I think I read it when I was first, oh, probably about 10, 11, 12. And yes, it is, I think, probably my favourite Georgette Heyer. I love her pace. I'm a big fan of the, well, I suppose I'm also a fan of the romance aspect. I love the satisfaction entailed in a Georgette Heyer. You do know that the heroine will triumph. I suppose that could also mean that there are some stock characters and they are, the story may not surprise, but it's the pace and the, I think the chutzpah, if you like, of a tale told by Georgette Heyer. It fairly zips along and it's genuinely funny, and it's genuinely funny now in the way that it was when it was written, what, 80 years ago. I think she's got an absolute gift for characterisation, and whilst you may recognise some characters as being types, they nonetheless are very real, very three-dimensional and hugely entertaining. I think you can hear with some characters immediately how they should sound. With others, you are reminded forcibly of people you know, people you've met, people you've heard in the supermarket, and whilst you have to maintain a style for the period, you can sort of draw on people you've met, I suppose. And there's a degree of mimicry involved, as well as characterisation. I certainly approach a Georgette Heyer with alacrity because it's an absolute joy to read, whereas other books are a harder read, and she is so pacey and fun that it's an absolute pleasure to pick one up. That can sometimes mean that you have to beware that they can sometimes seem deceptively simple, but because they are so carefully crafted and every sentence is carefully crafted, you do have to mark up a Georgette Heyer quite closely. You imagine that because it's pacey, you will be able to almost be more naturalistic with your delivery, but actually there's quite an intricate structure to a sentence, let alone a chapter. So it's a little bit more like reading a modern day Austen or something of that nature. Who would not fall for Mr. Rivenhall? I spot them immediately they appear on the scene, and they are the Colin Firths of the 1930s or the Regency period.